Ah, yes. Don't worry. Hey, Dr. Sunil Agarwal is coming up.
Yeah, man.
He's a former member of Hempfest Corps. This guy, he's going to be laying some of the information that you guys need to know, that you need to make room from those lies that have been implanted in our brains.
See, I'm just bullshitting. This guy knows what he's talking about.
That's right. Exactly. That's why we got these guys here to back us up. Okay, Dr. Sunil, come on.
Thank you. What's up, Seattle Hemp Fest? How are you guys doing? Happy 2016 Hemp Fest. This is the first time I've been back here in about 6 years. Used to come to Sealy's stage. This is like the rowdiest, craziest, most badass Hemp Fest stage. So you're at the right place. What can I tell you? So I'm in a group called Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, DFCR. We have 150 members around the country and the world. We are the first doctors group that's calling for full regulation, taxation, legalization of cannabis, not just for medical purposes, but for all use by adults. So give it up for DFCR. Check out our website. We've got some pretty cool doctors on our advisory board, honorary board. We got a former Surgeon General under the Clinton administration. We've got like pretty top doctors at big medical centers across the country. I just want you to know that these group of highly educated, highly placed doctors, are right there with us calling for descheduling of cannabis out of the whole Controlled Substances Act nonsense, totally, Chinese crazy knot. I don't know there's a famous, handcuff thing where you can't get out of it. You know, that cannabis is tied up in knots in the federal drug control system. And we are saying, just got to cut that whole knot, get cannabis out of federal control and into a situation where we have more local control of cannabis. So what I want to tell you about is the latest decision that the Drug Enforcement Administration laid down on us, we the people who pay their salaries, on why cannabis should stay in Schedule 1. And why you want to know this is because they are ruining science. They are ruining and torturing science by keeping cannabis in this category, which says high potential for abuse and no medical use for safety, no accepted use for safety under medical supervision. It's a bunch of nonsense, and you should be as upset about this as you are at people who say that there's no such thing as global warming, and people who say that humans didn't evolve from anything else and we just all showed up on Earth, 10,000 years ago, and dinosaur bones are kind of, just showed up, somebody planted them there. This is the kind of distrust and junk science that none of us want. We don't want to teach our children that. We don't want to live in a world where people just make stuff up and pretend that science is whatever they say it is. They're doing that with cannabis. This is what's going on now. If you look at their petition, or they look at the decision the federal government just put out a couple of weeks ago, they said, our federal health agency, they spent a little time reviewing all the research, and they couldn't find any studies that really met our standard for what counts as medical use. If you go to page 76 of that thing that they wrote, which is public record, they say that they excluded 20 studies of cannabis extracts. 20 studies, as if they never happened and they never occurred and the science doesn't matter. That's like pretending, the data on global warming and human footprint and ecological footprint, we're just not going to look at those studies because it affects our worldview. Why are they ignoring 20 studies of cannabis extracts to study whether cannabis is useful? Does anybody have any guesses? They're ignoring them because they're privately funded by pharmaceutical companies, okay? They're ignoring them because those people have in front of the FDA drug petitions where they want to get into Walgreens and get the final approval, and they don't want the government is cozy with them, and they don't want to let the science that those guys are generating for their product development to inform we the people. Even though we the people are the ones that are paying the DEA's salary and the Health and Human Services salary. Health and Human Services, I'll say that again, that is the name of the agency, not the pharmaceutical services industry services group that protects you know, your science from public eyes. We're not doing that crap. We shouldn't be accepting science going off into a private hole. It doesn't matter who did the research. As long as it's good research, human beings are involved. You know, they had to sign up. They had cancer. They had pain. They were maxed out on pain drugs. They signed up for a study where they were either going to get cannabis extract, CO2 extract of whole plant cannabis, or they were going to get a placebo. You know, imagine you're the placebo patient, but you're like, you know, I'm doing this for science. No, you're not doing this for science. According to the DEA, you're doing it for a private company's maximization. Because those patients spent time in those studies, multiple months, multiple years. Sometimes those studies were done in the United States, and none of that data is being read by the government. The government is saying that that data doesn't apply. Many of those studies were positive. Cannabis did help patients who had pain due to cancer and did help patients with MS-related spasticity. Are you guys surprised that the data was positive? No, we're not. Because it... Oh, yeah, sure. All right, I gotta wrap up here. But I just want you guys to be upset and be pissed off. Take that rage that we got here and be pissed off. Get really pissed off, because this is not the way that we're supposed to learn science. It doesn't matter who funded the research as long as it's good quality. Penicillin, it came from a mold. It kills bacteria. Many people's lives were saved. Does it matter to you that Fleming was or wasn't funded by some company or the government or whoever it was that funded the science? We all benefit from that knowledge. Cannabis is a traditional plant medicine. It belongs to all of us. Don't give up the fight. Make sure we get democratic control of cannabis. Not monopolization, not oligopolization. It's the people's medicine, the people's plant.